This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 has adopted the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. The declaration has been endorsed by a total 88 countries and international organizations, reflecting a broad-based global consensus on leveraging AI for economic growth and social good. The summit, which concluded yesterday, has seen widespread participation from across the globe. Guided by the principle of Sarvajan Hitai, Sarvajan Sukhai, the declaration underscores that the benefits of AI must be equitably shared across humanity. India and Brazil finalized 10 agreements to strengthen cooperation across critical minerals, digital cooperation, sharing of traditional knowledge, health, MSME, entrepreneurship and mass communication, among others, in New Delhi today. The decisions were taken following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, at Hyderabad House. Both leaders committed to raise bilateral trade to over $20 billion in the next 5 years. They also called for urgent reform of the United Nations, in particular the UN Security Council. The Prime Minister expressed happiness that India and Brazil are working on establishing a centre of excellence for digital public infrastructure in Brazil. He said bilateral collaboration in the field of technology and innovation holds significance not only for both countries but also for the entire global south.
Technology aur innovation ke kshetra mein hamara sahyog dono deshon ke sath-sath pure global south ke liye mahatv rakhta hai. Mujhe khushi hai ki hum Brazil mein digital public infrastructure ke liye center of excellence banane par kaam kar rahe hain. Hum dono desh मानते हैं कि टेक्नोलॉजी मस्ट बी इंक्लूसिव एंड इट मस्ट बिकम अ ब्रिज फॉर शेयर्ड प्रोग्रेस.
Mr. Modi stated that the agreement on critical minerals and rare earths is a major step towards building resilient supply chains. He said cooperation in the defense sector is also continuously growing, terming this as an excellent example of trust in each other and strategic synergy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Uttar Pradesh through a video conferencing today. The project is aligned with the government's efforts to strengthen domestic manufacturing capabilities, reduce import dependence, and build resilient global supply chains. Home Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone for a new campus of the 10th Assam Police Battalion of Kachutoli in Kamrup Metro District. The cost of the project is over 260 crore rupees. Addressing a public meeting on the occasion, the Union Minister said the law and order situation improved significantly in the state during the 10 years of BJP rule and large industrial houses are now turning to Assam. Earlier in the day, the Union Home Minister attended the 87th Raising Day Parade of the CRPF in Guwahati. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the nation has taken a pledge to wipe out Naxalism from the country by the 31st of next month. The BJP today criticised the Congress for the protest by Indian Youth Congress workers at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the act of Youth Congress workers, saying it is a crime against the nation, not a mistake. He alleged that the Congress party cannot tolerate India's prosperity and progress. In Kerala, the final electoral roll has been published as part of the SIR. With the publication of the final voter list, special intensive revision process in the state has been completed. A total of 2,69,53,644 voters are included in the final voter list. In women's cricket, India defeated Australia by 17 runs in the third and final T20I of the three-match series at Adelaide Oval Stadium in Australia today. With this victory, India clinched the series 2-1. And with that, we end this news bulletin.